Well, his name's Luke Bratton. Thanks for joining us, Lucas.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolute pleasure. Tell us about the campaign. I mean, you've been dealt a few curveballs, and we know all about the Fornaroli saga, and you don't have a designated striker, it would seem, and yet you just keep grinding them out, and you're sitting fourth. It's been a promising campaign, I would have thought.
Yeah, with everything going on, it's been decent. Obviously, it could be a lot worse. But, you know, I think that January is an important time. We've got a lot of games, and hopefully, you know, we can sort out this striker situation. It's been going on for too long now, and you know, if we're serious about winning anything, then we need a number nine that can, you know, finish off chances. But like you said, we're grinding out results, and it's good that we're fourth.
How do you solve that problem with or about your striker?
I wish I knew the answer to that, to be honest.
It's not easy, is it?
Yeah, it's not easy, especially with Bruno being marquee and all that sort of thing. It makes it very, very hard, but I'm sure the club's figuring something out, and him and the club and Bruno are, you know, hopefully working together to sort it out, because it's not good for Bruno sitting in the stands not playing, and it's not good for the club. It's not a good look with the marquee sitting in the stands, and we're playing Richie Delat up front, which, you know, he's done a great job, and surprisingly he's our top goal scorer. But like I said, hopefully it'll get sorted out.
Yeah, and look, I didn't want the whole interview to be about Bruno Fornaroli, and I know you guys get asked about it all the time, but just the last one on it, though, from a teammate and a team perspective, are the players frustrated that there hasn't been a resolution one way or the other?
I think that, you know, the players are not frustrated, just sort of, you could say frustrated, yeah. You know, it's been going on a long time. Like you said, we get asked a lot about it. Like I said, if we want to win anything, if we want to be serious contender for the title, then we need a striker. So like I said, hopefully that's sorting itself out. All we can do as players is concentrate on going out and playing with the 11 we got in the field and winning and grinding out results, like you said.
And it's not a large squad. You mentioned the schedule earlier. So over January, you've got seven games for the month. Three of them are away. I mean, what is there a solution to that? I mean, can the league look to start the season a month earlier, perhaps? Like maybe right after the hot on the heels of the AFL Grand Final, so this you don't have this hectic time?
I guess so. You know, we don't mind this little January period. It is tough, especially with small squads. But the pre-season is so long that, you know, we do a lot of work and we prepare physically for this. And, you know, I think that even on the game on Saturday night against Perth, you know, they're top of the table. They're one of the best teams in the league at the moment. And, you know, all the boys ran more than they have in any other game, which just proves that, you know, physically we're very, very fit. So hopefully, you know, tactically we can sort it out and combine the two. And, you know, I think we've got a great chance of doing something special this year.
Yeah, and the victory game with Wellington Phoenix, the 3-3 thriller yesterday, Kevin Muscat, I don't know if you caught this, said the brakes for the cramp have to stop, and it's not seen in any other sport, and it's obviously a real problem in not just the A-League, but probably football worldwide. I mean, do you subscribe to that theory? You'd like to see that sort of stuff cleaned up, if possible?
Yeah, of course. I struggle watching games these days where it's just stop, start. I do think it ruins the game. You know, if it's cramped, then, you know, you either continue or you jog off the field. You know, I'm saying that now, but if it probably happened to us in the 89th minute, I'd tell someone to go down. But that's just what the game's come to these days. But yeah, like Kevin's spot on. You know, for the crowd, for the viewers, it's not great. And I struggle to watch games where people are going down every couple of minutes or free kicks are given every couple of minutes. And, you know, if we get that sorted, then I think, you know, the A-League will, you know, be watched by more and more people.
Hey, now, plenty of people watched that goal you cracked in December, one of the goals of the season, the volley from outside the box. As I said, it was early December, I think. You're still dining out on that one? Have you been able to exhaust all bravado options there?
No, I think I've run out of it, mate. It was good, but I can't hold on to it. hopefully I can do something similar in the next couple of weeks. But like I said, that was probably my best goal. But yeah, I think all the boys have gotten over me talking about it.
And are you playing golf today? Now, you still got, did I read you had PGA Tour ambitions? You take it pretty seriously, obviously.
Yeah, I do. I'm not playing today. I haven't played for, obviously, the busy schedule. I haven't played for 2 weeks and it's killing me. But yeah, like, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. And every chance I get, I play. So that was, it was a serious comment, but at the same time, it, you know, ambition and ability. I might be getting that mixed up.
Hey, Luke, talking about a busy schedule, you take on Western Sydney tomorrow night, then you fly to New Zealand to take on Wellington on Saturday. That's a busy schedule.
Yeah. But to be honest, for me, I'd rather be playing games than training. So I enjoy it. The travel's a bit hectic, but yeah, like I said, we're in the preseason. We worked very, very hard to prepare for this. So yeah, we'll deal with it fine.
Well, Luke, as we said, the club's been dealt its fair share of curveballs this year, but you're fighting the fight in action again tomorrow night, as we say. But you held the leaders, league leaders, Perth Glory, to a 0-0 draw as well on Saturday night. So you're doing well. Keep up the good work.